Perek Zayin, Mishnah, Aleph, right? I think we were right at the beginning. So now we move on in this perek, and we're going to be talking about what it is that you can consider to be mayim in a mikveh. So we know mayim, first of all, there's mayim that if it is in a container of any kind, so then it's called mayim she'uvim, and it has the specific power to destroy a mikveh. In the event that you have shlosha lugim of mayim she'uvim in a mikveh before you have the arba'im seah, so then no matter how much water you put in there, as long as there's going to be left the shlosha lugim, it's going to pass the mikveh. But for that, it has to be water. Then, of course, it has to be water in order for it to be mayim that are k'sherim for a mikveh. So how do we define that idea? Amazing question is that one of the fundamental characteristics of water, and now Rabosa, you will see the connection between the concept of mayim she'uvim and mayim that is kosher for a mikveh. One of the definitions of a mashke is that it takes the shape of its container and it does not have its own shape, right? That's a liquid. So now, how about if you've got a piece of ice? You take a piece of ice, you put it in a bucket. Can you use that ice for a mikveh and let it melt in the mikveh? And then you've got a mikveh that's made out of, now the mayim has suddenly appeared. What was there before couldn't be called mayim because it doesn't take the shape of the bucket. And therefore, there's a real connection between she'uvim and the mikveh, you see? It has to be something that could be shauv in its container. The fact that you can shovel up a bunch of snow does not make it into shauvim necessarily. Okay. So then we've got all of these issues that we have to consider. What defines the liquid? What defines specifically the water as the liquid? Does a change in color change the nature of the water? Does a change in source? It's now water that you got from squeezing oranges. Can you have a mikveh that is pure orange juice if it wasn't in a kli? All of these questions would never occur to us. I could see that Alon is thinking, what was I letting all that dirty rainwater in if I could have had a swimming pool full of orange juice? It's clear that it's just taking him, especially since he's not listening. And now we see that he's not listening. Ha ha. A likely story. Okay. Fine. So let's take a look about the overall klal. There are some kind of things that are ma'alin et ha-mikvah v'lo poslin. So there's some things that are even better than water. Why? Because you could use them to be mashlim a mikvah, but you can't use them to pasul a mikvah. So that even if they're there before you have the arboim, so they won't pasul a mikvah, even if you bring them in from a bucket. Then you have other things that only are posel a mikveh, but they're not malin the mikveh, and you can't, if you pour them in from a bucket, then if they're shlosha lugim, they're going to posel it, and you can't use them to be mala a mikveh when it has less than arba'im seah. You have some things that have no implications for a mikveh at all, even though they are liquids, and it doesn't matter whether they are there because you poured them from a bucket or whether they came in on their own. They are not part of a mikveh, and they're not going to pasul a mikveh if they're shlosha lugim. So let me explain what I mean, says our Mishnah. Elu ma'alin v'lo poslin. The things that I'm about to tell you are actually good for being mashlim a mikveh that doesn't have arba'im seah, and will not pasul a mikveh if you use them from a bucket and put them into the mikveh. It doesn't matter. Shloisha lugin of these things will not pasul a mikveh. It can only help the mikveh. So this would be sheleg, barad, and kvar, and galid, and melach, and tit hanorok. So if you've got things that are, we would think they're the same as water, but these are things that are actually made of water, but They're not called water in terms of the halacha. These are all things which do not take the shape. Well, the first ones, anyway, do not take the shape of the container in a way that a liquid does. Even snow, you put it into the container, but it is not a single thing that is formed into the container. And therefore, if you've got snow, neither snow nor hail nor sleet will in any way passel your mikveh or stop your postman once upon a time. And the same thing is true, certainly, of real ice. And then you could have salt, which was there in the water, and now the water evaporates, and what's left is the salt that was in that water. That's the davka, that kind of salt. And remember, we saw before that anything that is a bria of the yam is viewed as part of the yam. And therefore, this salt that's taken from the yam is just part of that water. But it's not going to passel because it is not in the shape. And it is not called the mayim for that. So too, the titan nirok. Now remember, we discussed what is the shear of the titan nirok. We had that before in Perek Beis, where we were talking about how thin of an opening does this tit have to be able to traverse in order for it to be called titan nirok. It has to be soft. It has to be pourable. It has to be runny. And that is narok is similar to spit. So in other words, if you would be like water that is spit consistency, that means that it's not something that is not going to pour through. So we saw before also, remember, machlokas over there, which is how we paskin, that you have to actually go through the mayim in order for you to be able to be tohor, even though the mikveh itself is comprised by gallons of this titan narok on the bottom, but you went through the mikveh to get into it, and it's mashlim it. So these things, even if you pour them from a bucket, are not going to pass the mikveh, and adarabha, they actually are mashlim a mikveh. So there's a little bit of a machlokes about whether this includes the shelik. Because, says Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel didn't agree. And how Rabbi Shmuel dan kenegdi lomar, Hashelag eno ma'alet ha-mikveh. He would claim that actually Shelag, or all of the other things like ice and so on, is not considered to be even Shelag. In other words, even though if you put Shelag, the moment you put the Shelag into the mikveh, it comes into the water, but it isn't water. So basically, you can't use it to be mashlim the mikvahs, but it's certainly not going to pass on the mikvah, but it isn't mashlim. And yet, the Anshe Medva, which was in Barnea's neighborhood, and those, yes, indeed, I don't say it lightly, the Anshe Medva, they say that Rabbi Shmuel told them halacha lemaisa, tzu v'aviu sheleg v'asu mikveh betchila, that they didn't have a kosher mikveh. And he said, it's very simple to make a mikveh now in the middle of the winter. It's snowing. Get a mikveh, dig out a mikveh, gather snow in wheelbarrows, pour the snow into the mikveh, and then you have kosher mikveh. It's as if it rained directly into the mikveh because the snow doesn't pass. So that means, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's exactly the opposite. And that in the end, he agreed totally with Rabbi Akiva. Not only that, he said, it's not just that it's mashlin, but you can actually use it to make the mikveh in the first place. Fine. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Aymer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees, and he says, Evan habarad kamayim, that actually hail is considered to be completely like water, and if you put it inside of a container, so then it's going to become she'uvim, and it will actually passel. So there's machlokas in about whether the examples are meant to include the entire set, or whether they are specific examples. But so far, this means that we've got four different shitas that we saw in the mikveh. According to the Tanakama, there's a little bit It can't be a whole mikveh, but a little bit of a miut of the mikveh can be made out of snow, and it will not make it mayim shuv. According to Rabbi Shmuel, aliba to Rabbi Akiva, not according to the Anshei Medva. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, snow is not bichlal nogea mayim. It's not able to be used to be mashlim, and it's also not able to be the shloisha lugim mayim shuvim. According to the Anshei Medva, snow is bedavka, could be an entire mikveh could be made out of snow. So, but it's mashma that that's all. He doesn't hold that snow is water because it still doesn't take the shape of the container. And so Mamela, he said beferish, you can put it into containers. That's what he said specifically. Go ahead and bring in the snow, meaning you can put it into your wheelbarrow or whatever. So according to him, snow is water when it comes to creating a mikveh, not only to be mashlim, and snow is not like water in terms of mayim sha'uvim, because it doesn't sha'uv, it doesn't go into that container. And then we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, that snow is like Rabbi Shmuel, but it also could become mayim sha'uvim, and therefore it is like mayim in every different way. So when we say, Ma'alin v'lo poslim. What do we mean? Ketzad ma'alin v'lo poslim. Mikveh sheyesh bo arba'im sa'ah chaser achas. I'm saying, let's say you only are missing one sa'ah of a mikveh. Nafa me'em sa'ah l'tocho v'aleyu. You can have one of these things. So going to the Tanakama, it's mashlim the mikveh. That's a great example. Ma'alin v'lo poslim. I mean, obviously, if a sa'ah, my gosh, a sa'ah is 24 lug, and you think that you could pass it with shloisha lugim mayim shuvim. I'd say put in a whole sa'ah, nothing wrong, adaraba, you're going to actually make the mikveh kosher. Okay, then we'll go on, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow to continue. Exciting. Okay, Rabbosai, have a wonderful day. I'm so happy to see the Bnei HaChabura learning together, meeting together, even in Joburg. Of course, I'd rather they be here. But, Chatzi Nechama. Tzaras Rabim. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day. Leitraot.